Welcome to the Your Money Smart Choice Podcast. This week we caught up with Stacy Streetman. She is the Vice President of Business Development, and asked her about the upcoming Smart Business Seminar.
Well, yeah, we are really excited about the Smart Business Seminar that we have coming up. It'll actually be held September 19th right here at our main office. We host it right up on the Franklin, in the Franklin Room. And that'll be at 11:30. We'll provide food. And then at 12 o'clock is when our seminar will kick off. But we love doing these Smart Business Seminars. We feel like it's our way to get another way for us to give back to the communities. We are fully aware of how important it is for our small business owners to be successful, because they are the backbone of the economy. So anything that we can do to add value to their business and to help them out, that's what we want to do. And we really feel like this next one is going to be something that they thoroughly enjoy coming to and attend. We're excited to have you come speak to us and talk about marketing to generations, because as you're going to be able to talk about, we know how each generation does things differently and relating to them, and you've got to find each of those niches to get to them. So I cannot wait to hear more about this and for you to talk to the small business owners that we have that are going to be attending this.
I know I'm looking forward to being back in Clarksville, and this podcast is a perfect example. When I got into banking back in the late 90s, I had never heard of a podcast. In fact, I had never heard of mobile banking or social media for that fact, and I found out about a lot of those things in these types of seminars and roundtables and, you know, lunch and learns and things like that over the years, and it just seems that F&M Bank has a real part of their company culture is about providing information to their business community about things that are on the horizon. It just seems to be a huge part of the bank's DNA.
It really is. You know, there's something to be said about coming together and actually doing that networking. So not only are we giving them information at no cost for them to take away and help them grow their business, we're also creating opportunities for them to be able to sit around the table with other smart business owners and get to know them. So that way, when they have a question about something that's going on in their business, that person that was sitting beside them that they got to know and built a relationship with, they might be able to help them answer that question, because maybe they're 5 or 6 years further ahead in their business than they are. So it's a great opportunity, even beyond what they take away. It's what they can get from it even further down the road.
This will be my third time back in Clarksville, and you'll hear me tell this story at the Smart Business Seminar, that I can remember the first time when I was there in March earlier this year. Speaking of multiple generations, I was there with my 18-year-old son, and as we got down at the bottom of the hill there by the hotel and made that left to go home, we both looked at each other and said, in unison, I love this place. And it's about leaving the audience wanting more. It's about having a community that people want to come back to, whether it's for business, whether it's for tourism. And of course, with the military base, with Fort Campbell, with the post nearby, people might get stationed there for a couple of years, and suddenly it gets put on their short list as a place to come back and retire. I know you've got your finger on the pulse of the business community, so I'm sure you sense that all the time, that it is a place that people, if they're only coming to visit or to get stationed for a tour, in their mind they're thinking, I could make this my home.
Oh, I absolutely do, and I'm glad you referenced the military, because one of the things that we've really seen that's happened is that the military, when they come here and they get assigned here and they, you know, serve out their years and it's time for them to retire or get out, they're choosing to stay here, or even if they've been transferred somewhere else, they come back.
That is absolutely right. People do want to come back. Clarksville is at the epicenter of an economic revival and a great military tradition. I'm looking forward to being back, and I'm looking forward to seeing all of you in person on the 19th up in the Franklin Room at the F&M Bank main headquarters for a Smart Business Seminar talking about how to make your brand relevant to every generation, how to market and manage multiple generations within your own business. The American marketplace is now home to 4 distinctly different generations, and we're going to talk about it, and you're going to leave with some best practices about how to intentionally engage your multi-generational audience, because the bank is dedicated to providing its customers and clients with smart choices to help your business run better, because we want you to know that we mean it when we say your money, smart choice. Thank you for listening to the Your Money Smart Choice podcast. Don't forget, if you want to hear the Your Money Smart Choice podcast, you can say, Alexa, play Your Money Smart Choice podcast. F&M Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.